The unions at South African Airways, believed to be representing about 60% of the workers there, say they're upset that although aviation managers all over the world have taken pay cuts due to the coronavirus outbreak, that South African Airways managers are still taking home their full pay packet. The unions are also asking for South African Airways business rescue practitioners to act in the national interest. Joining me now is the chairperson of the SAA Pilots Association, Captain Grant Black. Captain, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. Really good to have you on the program. I want to start off by asking you why you believe it's important for SAA executives to continue taking a pay cut during this time.
Well, hi, good afternoon, Joanne and listeners. Thank you for having me on the show. The last name is Back, actually, B-A-C-K, the position, not the color. But as far as your question is concerned, we just think that right now, all employees of South African Airways should be doing everything they can use the phrase extend the runway and whatever available money is in the company can be used to extend the timeline until we can find a workable solution going forward.
Now, what pay cut are you proposing union executives take over what period? Because I understand that's been proposed as well.
So what the unions have been brought into is a leadership consultant forum where we are working with the Department of Public Enterprises. One of the initiatives that was tabled was if we reduced our salaries across the board, that would give us more time to look at options for South African Airways and how we could navigate our way, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic and the fact that, of course, South African Airways and no aircraft are flying at the moment. So we decided to target a specific figure, and the pilots then worked with within our organization, our union, to come up with the maximum amount of savings to hit that target. And for us as pilots, that was up to 48 or 49% reduction in salaries for a period of 2 months, which would have given us the breathing time that was discussed in this forum going forward.
Right. So let me ask you this. You must have worked out what amount is required and certainly what contribution you as executives, as well as even the members of staff who don't earn quite so well, would have to sacrifice in order for some sort of substantial contribution to be made in terms of savings. What amount were you targeting?
So the total amount saved, and it was on a sliding scale, so you'd find that the lower earners, in fact, were actually not getting any cuts on their salary.
Right.
And then, of course, on a graduated scale up to the higher earners. And the total amount, if I'm not mistaken, was around about 86 million rand savings, which, of course, would go a long way in extending the amount of time that we had before facing a possible wind down, which we think is not the right option for South African Airways. We've done an incredible amount of work with the Department of Public Enterprises and Minister Gordhan in coming up with a workable plan to find a way to get South African Airways version 2.0, if you'd like to call it that, so it has been coined in the media, and give it an opportunity to enter that aviation landscape post the COVID-19.
All right. I want to ask you about that in just a moment. But tell me, when you made that proposal to the business rescue practitioners initially of a salary cut among union members, how did they react to that offer?
So we aren't dealing with the business rescue practitioners directly, but I know that the Department of Public Enterprises engaged the business rescue practitioners. The information that we've got was that the one business rescue practitioner was in support of the cuts, but we believe the other business rescue practitioner was initially, we were told, in support. And then at the 11th hour, it seems that the BRP said, well, in fact, the funds that had been said were available were no longer available, which, of course, was to our surprise.
So you've not been given any concrete reason as to why this won't be considered as a viable option, this pay cut that you've suggested?
Well, I think it comes down to disposable liquidity in the company. We were told that there was a certain amount of money that was available, and that was, of course, guided us into what, you know, the target of the savings that had to be generated through salary cuts. But then, as I said, at the 11th hour, and we found that the money that we'd been told was available was no longer available, and it hasn't been substantiated yet, but we were told that this money that was there had been used in servicing aircraft to return them to the lessors. which has been happening over the last couple of days. Quite a few of the aircraft, I believe, were returned to the lessors in the U.S.
All right. And my understanding is that you spoke about this notion of SAA 2.0. My understanding is that an entirely new airline is to rise out of the ashes of SAA, according to this plan. So shouldn't SAA be wound down anyway in order to close one chapter and open a completely new one, Captain?
Look, that's a good question, and it's certainly been discussed at the higher levels. The problem is that an airline has an AOC, which is basically an operating certificate. If the airline was wound down or liquidated for that matter, the AOC would then be non-existent. It would be buried with the company, and you'd have to make an application for a new AOC, which can take between 12 and 18 months. If that's going to happen in 12 to 18 months, you're going to miss the immense amount of opportunities that are in the market at the moment. You can well imagine that the aircraft leasing costs are probably the lowest you're ever going to find them. So securing those aircraft now with a viable AOC certainly would be the best recipe for a successful emergence of SAA version 2.0. Plus, of course, the slots that we have at SAA, those would also go into a basket and have to be renegotiated for. So I think the best way that SAA could be brought into a leaner, meaner airline, where obviously costs would have to be reduced, we'd have to look at the revenue model and what type of airline we'd have going into the post-COVID-19 landscape. But I think that the best way to get there is by keeping the AOC going and keeping the slots that we have.
So let's move on to another issue, and that's the issue of how much the BRP services are actually costing SAA, because you flagged this as being potentially problematic. Can you tell me a bit more about that, please?
Well, unfortunately, we're not privy to the accounts that have been paid. All we can do is remark on what we've heard on television at Scopa or alternatively in other news publications. But it's from what we've been told, 200 million rand has been paid to consultants and to the BRPs, which is an exorbitant amount of money in 5.5 months, considering that there's been no plan. I mean, as you've also read in the press, 30 days was the initial timeline. That was extended now to 60 days, and we still see no plan forthcoming. So, what has this money really been spent on? And that's part of our concern and why we've called for forensic audit.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing that with us, Grant Back. He is the chairperson of the South African Airways Pilots Association. And essentially, he really nailed it in that last answer he gave us as to what they want. They want a forensic audit into exactly what's been going on with SAA's finances since the business rescue practitioners have taken over.